Good morning, Mr. Lake. How are you, sir?
Good morning. I'm fine.
You know this gentleman to your right and my left,
yes.
Do you not?
Yes. We go way back.
You're going to tell me some stories when he leaves about I can hold on David?
We could probably tell some stories, yes.
Bill Lake is here. He's the director of the Big Band BG, and he and I have been emailing each other back and forth, and so excited about, this is a big year for you folks. Fifth year anniversary, huh, Bill?
Yeah.
It's only been 5 years. It seems longer.
Yeah.
It seems five years
last September.
Yeah, it seems longer.
Okay.
The community band actually is in its 11th year.
That's right.
Yeah.
But along the way, Tom Hadley got the ball rolling to add a jazz group to the concert group. And so 2012, September, I started the jazz group. And we mainly perform with the concert band on their concerts, but we do perform some on our own more and more.
He did a nice show at the Black Swamp Arts Festival. That was great.
Oh, yeah.
That was a nice addition that you did. Opened Saturday, maybe?
Yes, we opened the show noon on Saturday. It was a lot of fun for us. It was a first. We had been hoping to get on there for a long time, and here we are.
So now these members of the Big Band BG, these are not members of the community band. These are exclusive and just to your group?
No, that's not true. Mm-hmm. Probably 3/4 of them are also in the concert band.
Sure.
And then there are a few others who play only in the jazz group. It's about half BG residents, mm-hmm. and mostly Wood County residents. We have a few people come from Toledo.
How big is the Big Band BG?
Well, it does vary some, but 20 pieces, give or take.
That's a good number to work with.
Well, yeah.
Okay. And you guys, I've played a couple of selections. You were kind enough to send me some files mm-hmm. off this CD that you guys have done now, and it's really some classic stuff that you guys are...
We do play a lot of mainstream jazz. That's our wheelhouse, and it's mostly swing. There's some Latin, a little bit of other things here and there. We have a girl singer who's with us. She's Elizabeth Green, daughter of one of our bass players.
We're going to play At Last here in just a minute, which is one of the cuts off of that. I think it's a classic. You know, we've been loving that tune for 70 years or more now, I think, that was first performed. Huh?
Yeah, and somehow we managed to put our own spin on it.
You did. That's right. We played it earlier this week as well. Tell us about the impetus to put this CD together, Bill.
Well, we had a fifth anniversary coming up. We'd made so much progress in 5 years, I really felt like we should document what we were able to do.
Sure.
It's always, when you have a group of talents and people come together, it's always could fall apart at any time. And people move, people get jobs elsewhere, people get busy, people get ill.
Sure, it's all volunteer.
So there is turnover. It's all volunteer.
Yep.
We play for love, not for money.
Mm-hmm.
But we had a particularly cohesive group, and I thought, let's just do this. And so we figured out a way to do it. The band board fronted some money. I used Chris Aftura for the recording technician. He's an outstanding fellow.
Mm-hmm.
And made it happen.
We got a couple of cuts again.
So where'd you record?
Well, we recorded 9 numbers that represented the 5 years that we'd been together.
Sure.
Some of them, Route 66, the very first concert we played. It was one of our first numbers.
Oh, is that right?
And some of it is recent as last year.
Huh. Yeah, and got some new stuff here. I see Brother Mister from Christian McBride, who I guess I'm showing my age by thinking he's still new, but that is sort of a newer track. It's a really sort of nice mix of the history of jazz from just some classics like Giordo. I remember Clifford, a great Benny Golson tune. This is really sort of a nice overview of what's been going on.
The only thing we play not very much of is swing era 30s and 40s. Right. We do play some of that, but it's not our main thing.
Yeah, yeah.
I want to play this At Last, your version of At Last. We all know it. I mean, everybody from Beyonce has done that in the last 10 years, I think, goes back to the classics, the Etta James versions and that kind of stuff. And tell us a little bit about this and your spin on this we're about to hear, Bill.
Well, we buy stock arrangements.
Sure.
I've done some arranging, but there aren't any on this particular recording. Elizabeth Green has actually a background as a country singer.
Oh.
But she grew up with jazz in her household and definitely knows how to interpret a song. And so many people try to copy Etta James.
Yeah.
And we wanted to avoid that. That's such an iconic performance. So this is what we came up with. Tenor sax solo, by the way, is Dan Van Voorhis.
Dan Van Voorhis, I'll be darned, he does a great job. Mm-hmm. Had him on the show many times before in his role as president of the Fraternal Order of Police here in Wood County. So.
You'll remember to shut my mic off so people don't hear me singing along?
Let me tune you down right now. We don't need any of that, that's for sure. So here they are. This is the Big Band BG, and you'll know this one as At Last, and we'll talk more with Bill Lake about the concert they've got coming up in March in just about 2 or 3 minutes on The Morning Show. That is terrific. That young lady can sing, can't she, Bill?
Sure can. bring down the house.
Who is that?
That's Elizabeth Green.
And where did you find her?
Well, she's a daughter of one of our band members, and she's lives in town.
Yeah.
Three kids, I believe.
And I'll be darned.
Married to a BGSU professor.
We are so blessed. David and I talk about it every Thursday, and I talk about it every day of the week that I'm on the air. We're so blessed to have that much talent here in Bowling Green and in Wood County. That's
we
for
certainly
sure.
do.
And Mr.
Yeah.
Van Voorhis demonstrating that as well on that saxophone solo. Boy.
Yeah.
Some good stuff. Again, that CD is available. We need to find out where and when and how we can get more information there, and we're making a copy of our conversation here. We'll post it up on our social media platform as well, talking with Bill Lake, who is, of course, the director of Big Band BG here. And you guys have a concert coming up in March, right?
Yes, we do. The community band, concert band, and
yep.
jazz band together are doing a concert in March. It's March 18th. 4 p.m. It'll be in the Performing Arts Center of the Bowling Green City Schools, and it's free.
There you go. And it's a full house. You really pack them in. I mean, there's so much energy and history and momentum, it seems like. Folks really appreciate our community band and you folks in the big band as well.
Speaking of local talents, we'll be featuring Stan George on saxophone. He's a longtime resident and outstanding player. Just unbelievable.
Folks don't realize, we've talked about it before, it's not just everybody shows up on a Sunday four or five times a year and play. I mean, you guys put an awful lot of time and effort to putting these performances on.
Well, we rehearse every Monday, except in the summers. And, we work hard.
And well, that's, you know, it's interesting that they do rehearse every Monday. It's not just a few rehearsals before the concerts.
No.
And the music, and you know, speaking of the community band, also is they really stretch the musicians in terms of the music that's selected.
Mm-hmm.
They don't just pick, you know, easy things that are comfortable. I think Tom really, and from the beginning, they've always picked things that push the musicians to get a little better. And I think that's, you know, that's true with the big band as well. But it's not. You know, it's not a very complacent, you know, happy, okay, we're just happy to play. It's
mm-hmm.
they're learning and getting better all the time.
I always say we play for an audience, but we also play for ourselves.
Right.
Oh, that's a good
and
point.
And part of that for ourselves is we want to grow.
Right.
As musicians.
Right.
And an ensemble.
Musicians like to be challenged as well.
Huh? Absolutely.
Yeah. For sure. Tell us more, Bill, about where we can pick up this beautiful CD and nine cuts. Is that what I heard somebody say?
Nine cuts.
Okay. That's correct.
Excellent.
The obvious place is come to the concert in March.
There you go.
For sale there.
That's right.
Otherwise, though, at this point, the best thing to do is to email me. That's WLAKE@BGSU.edu. And I'll send you back information about how to mail order them.
Excellent. 5 years down and many more to go, yes?
Absolutely. We're not ever going to quit. We love this too much.
Community loves it as well, and we appreciate your taking time to visit with us. Again, make sure that you put that on your calendar. If you're one of those long-term planners, the next concert for the Big Band BG, the community band, is Sunday, March the 18th. That's going to be a saxational midwinter concert. And you mentioned Stan George, the mm-hmm. saxophone soloist, will be performing, and that's at the PAC Center, right?
That's right. I would also say we have a website, and you can keep track of concerts, www.bgacb, that's Bowling Green Area Community Bands.
Yep.
That's a .org, I believe.
Okay.
We're also on Facebook, so you can keep track of our concert schedule and other happenings there.
Mr. Lake, thank you so much for all you do. Thanks for bringing this talented group of folks here to Bowling Green, and please pass our congratulations and thanks on to those folks as well for this CD and for the entertainment that you bring to our community.
Yeah, and thank you for bringing me on and giving me a chance to spread the word.
Anytime. You're always welcome, sir. I appreciate you so much.
Great.
That's Bill Lake. He is the director of the Bowling Green Big Band BG here, and we'll play some more of I've got another cut from that same CD. It's called Jordu. We'll play that for you here in just a little bit, hopefully.